Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast. What are you living for today? Today's show is all about boundaries, and that's because I recently found out that I don't have any. My work coming into conflict with my own family life, and the lines crossed, and I've come to this place where I want to do better. So I started looking for books and thinking about going to counseling about it. The boundaries that I suffer from have to do with a lot of the invisible stuff, the invisible furniture that no one knows what to name or call or even how to describe it. Paul talks about the very things that I hate. Yep, those are the things that I do. Or the way David says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." In this podcast, I'm going to start off with a song that really is simply an attempt to use visualization to some of the feelings. And it's really an airplane that has crashed in an ocean, and now a lot of this inside stuff is floating like luggage out there in the abyss, and how we can actually give that to God.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a destination check for flight 863. I would like to thank you for choosing United. I wish you a very pleasant flight.
Feeling frustrated over these overrated emotions, baggage from the past crash float like boats in an ocean. As the airport luggage carrier spins, a carousel of hopes are lost at sea of sadness and sin. That while sin is the transgression of the law of God, I have sensed in my own experience for it to be a type of separation from God. And until we have a sense of our own need, we'll never come to that place where we finally say,
"Help me."
Confined to the island, cause I'm a castaway. It's the one where I stay when I think and I pray. Pause in the silence, casting the weight of my cares to the waves. Peace in the storm, like the peace that I find when I sit by the lake. Call me Jonah, as I rest in the belly of the fish to the third day. And we're back. This next portion is simply a board meeting with the organization of the staff within me, the different parts of me that make me who I am. And I'm going to meet with them and discuss what's been going on in the company and seek to get the help needed in Christ. So this is just a dialogue between those members. Yeah, so here goes. Okay, welcome everyone. Go ahead and have a seat. Yep, come on. Make yourselves comfortable. We're about to start our meeting. My name is Fred, and I will be hosting this meeting for today, and let's get started. Okay, the nature of our meeting today is simply to take an inventory of our organization. I'd like to just take an inventory of the moving parts that is our company. So why don't we begin with a little bit of an icebreaker? Huh? Begin by just stating your name and then giving me something that describes you with the first letter of your name. Okay, so just to clarify here, typically when you call a meeting, it's either to talk about how things are going. We think meetings are like, "Uh-oh, what did I do now? Could you come to my office so we can talk?" The book that I read gives concrete description to some of the inner workings of the soul, the parts of us that protect us, because we protect ourselves. And as they're what we call the managers. So meet the manager.
Yes, my name is Mary. Word that describes me is manager. I have been working here for about 40 years.
I love my job. I do my best to stay positive and pivot when necessary. I have learned to be more organized over the years, more efficient with time and assertive when needed. When necessary, I have used techniques such as PISs, which is a high-octane approach to public engagements. I move into protocol for the areas I do not have much experience in. I live light on my feet with a healthy sense of humor and even sarcasm.
So you just met the manager, and the manager you can think of like being on the interstate, and you do a lot of offensive and defensive driving to make sure you don't run into a crash. And so the manager is usually negotiating, working things out, engaging, using intentionality to keep the company protected, to make sure we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's. Now you're going to meet the second member, and this one is what we call a firefighter. Okay, thank you very much, Mary. I'd like to also turn it over to you. What's your name? Give me your first name, and then a word that describes you with the first letter.
My name is Frank. I will choose firefighter. I'm the guy who does the damage control. When the damage has been dealt, I spring into action. I outline a restorative plan and implement it in ways that are most non-destructive and painless. That may involve some isolation from the source of pain. That includes avoidance in a way that will not permanently damage the relationship. I employ distractions that help us to cope until we safely arrive at our next stage in the restorative process.
Wow, what a wonderful team we have here. Thank you so much for joining me. There are several others I'd like to have at the meeting today, but I just wanted to call you two in for now. What I want to learn from you today are the things that you are processing through right now and protecting. Can I start with you, Mary? Mary the manager?
Well, there is an unexpected event that requires you to be public, and I don't want the company to suffer loss. Not wanting to lose face or fail at your next upcoming appearance. Because you have discovered this close to last minute, there has been some urgency. The place you will be speaking at is a bit toxic. We imagine there to be some criticism at your non-traditional approach. You will not be receiving the same support you get at your primary place of business. I am implementing an extra dose of pizzazz and vitality. The energy you will need to keep everyone interested. Hold their attention and maintain your status in a favorable light.
Boy, Mary, I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate that. The energy that you put into the work needed to move this company forward. As of late, would you in any way think that this could jeopardize the authenticity of the message? I'm not questioning your integrity. I believe you're doing everything just fine. What I'm asking is, do you think that comes at a cost?
Absolutely. It is coming from whatever place I can get my hands on at the moment. In fact, it is motivated by fear of failure, which lends itself to shame.
There's a lot of truth packed into that. I was listening to a sermon today, and it talked about shame. And shame has to do with the belief of a lie about oneself and their value. And what these protectors do is protect something. You begin to dig a little deeper. They begin to open up some and eventually reveal to you whom they are protecting. And in this case, we've seen it's fear of failure, which leads to shame and this reality that we're not enough. We weren't meant to be what we are.
I'm afraid of failure. I measure my worthiness based on my success. If I don't put my best foot forward, even if it comes at a cost to those I care about the most, I believe I am doing a disservice to my employer, client, and even God.
Okay, I completely understand that, and I do want to affirm that. I can see your desire to want to do God's will. And the good news is that I have invited Jesus to this meeting. One of the things in the notes here that he has said is, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And so we have a gift coming to us. And I would like to see if you would be willing to allow Christ to work with you in this department.
I appreciate that. I don't exactly know how to let go of that. Last night was tough. I kept hearing Fear wake up in the middle of the night talking in his sleep. This unexpected situation has got us pretty busy lately in our department. I just want to say it is a pleasure working here as a part of the team. I appreciate the recognition for my commitment to the organization. I now realize that I do not want to do this alone. I'll be going with Christ on this one.
Excellent. Frank, you are up now. By the way, does anyone need a break or anything? Okay, we'll just jump right on in. Go ahead, Frank the firefighter. What have you been working on lately?
We have been employing Vice during this season of chaos and interruption. With the recent news of your sister-in-law, the company has been suffering a lot of loss. By way of worry, her cancer diagnosis and recent surgery has affected her sister as well, your wife. It has limited her availability and has left us without the joy we have come to typically enjoy. I have turned to Vice. Truly anything I can get my hands on. It's been painful. Whether that be food, social media, movies, teletube, and sleep.
Listen to me, friend. I am deeply appreciative for your part in the company. I know that you deal with a lot of the unseen work that goes in, some of the taboo, some of the things that we wouldn't want to go public, but that are maintained otherwise. And I'll tell you, I don't covet your job.
Well, it's the shortness of time. It seems like I divide myself in so many directions, even in my day off. That scares me. I fear burnout. It has also been coming at the cost of family time.
I do want to offer you the invitation, however. In the notes here, Christ is offering a solution, saying, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart. You'll find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So he has proven techniques that have made his burden light, I imagine, because of where his dependence rests. And we're wanting to implement this to our company operation. What do you say?
Hot diggity dog. I reckon that would help something fierce. Goodness, yes. Thank you so much.
These protectors protect exiles, and these exiles are the things that we fear the most. And they all have a name, whether it's shame or fear of loss, fear of guilt, fear of time. We find with Frank the firefighter, he's trying to protect his time. And God gave me a dream the other night. I went to sleep and I woke up feeling like I slept the whole night, but had only slept maybe an hour. And I looked at my clock and it said 12 something. And at the bottom it said good evening. And I was confused because I felt I slept the whole night, but the sky was dark and it was saying good evening. I took a screenshot of it and I heard a message, and the message was from the Holy Spirit. It said, "I am the God of time." And I woke up and I didn't really understand what that meant fully, but now do. I try to protect my time because I don't believe there's going to be any more in the future. That I give my time away recklessly, that I don't leave space for myself. And then when people need something legitimately, because I have controlled and manipulated how I spend my time recklessly, in the times that God really needs me to act, I'm not there. I'm gone. And so this is going to have to lead me to a space of reevaluating my boundaries, because I am useless in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I have a wonderful method of creating space that resembles productivity. By way of application, any employer would deem me one of their finest because I stay busy. And it's not just busy doing other things, it's in the work. But what is work without power? Work without boundaries? Boy, I'll tell you. I want to make an appeal to you, listener, to invite God into the spaces of your heart, in your mind. Invite him to recreate you. And as he reveals things to you in your character, your blind spots, the areas of your life that need an invitation, not to be too shocked, at least, but not to be ashamed, because he's not telling you to hurt your feelings. He's saying, "I want that. Give that to me. Come to me. Because I've got the market on peace. My yoke is easy." Why is that? A, because I know how to handle burdens. Because my father handled my burdens when I was here. We have the Holy Spirit to woo, encourage, affirm, to reveal. And so we have the perfect recipe for success. I want to thank you for joining me. Alfred DaCosta, your host of the L4H podcast, over and out.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, this is the destination check for flight 863. I would like to thank you for choosing United and wish you a very pleasant flight.
Feeling frustrated over these overrated emotions. Baggage from the past crash float like boats in an ocean. As the airport luggage carrier spins, a carousel of hopes are lost at sea of sadness and sin. That while sin is the transgression of the law of God, I have sensed in my own experience for it to be a type of separation from God. And until we have a sense of our own need, we'll never come to that place where we finally say,
help me.
Confined to the island, cause I'm a castaway. It's the one where I stay when I think and I pray. Pause in the silence, casting the weight of my cares to the waves. Peace in the storm, like the peace that I find when I sit by the lake. Call me Jonah, as I rest in the belly of the fish to the third day.